We did
it. Oh, my God.
What? Yes.
It was never in doubt.
Oh, but, yeah, right.
The Chicago Cubs have advanced.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Third straight National League Championship Series.
It's really, think of where we were. And now think of where they are. The Cubs beat the Nationals 9-8. Wade Davis gets 7 outs.
And it's probably done for the rest of the playoffs now with an arm that is hanging by a thread.
Just, I don't even know how you did this, Carm.
Mark Carmen has destroyed some property of WGN Radio, which we'll bill him for later.
I apologize that the headphones slid off the thing. We did it, guys. We are in the NLCS. I love everyone.
I'm looking at Joe Maddon right now. I'm thinking, is he more happy or more relieved?
He's going to say happy, but there's a huge amount of relief.
He dodged a bullet there because there were some really bizarre moves in this game.
He's dodged more bullets. And I'll be careful what I say here, but last year he was a bullet dodger. Yeah. This year he's a bullet dodger. Now he's got to go get the Dodgers.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back, and now we're actually going to start True Blue Cubs Playoff Plus post game edition. You were listening to the pre post game edition,
yes,
and now the
Woo-hoo!
Actual post game edition
Woo!
Will be coming your way as the Cubs win 9-8. They take the NLDS against the Nationals in 5 games. The Dodgers, a rematch of last year's NLCS, beginning on Saturday. We begin the discussion in just a moment here on 720 WGN. We're just too excited. We just can't remember what we're doing.
Here we go.
Yeah, that was an E on me. I'll wear it because the Cubs are advancing to the NLCS for the third straight season. A rather pedestrian 9-8 win over the Nationals tonight. And if you believe that, I've got a nice big bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. That was unbelievable. And again, a series of just strange and bizarre events. If you go back to the inning where the Cubs scored, what was it, 5 runs in the inning? And the last 3 runs scored without even a hit.
That was the craziest game. This is reminiscent of Game 7 last year. Down 4-1, up 7-4, up 8-4, up 8-5, up 8-6, up 9-6, up 9-7, up 9-8, with 17,000 outs seemingly to go. And somehow, some way, Wade Davis got 7 outs, and the Cubs are going to the National League Championship Series, 312-981-7200. This is a party. You need to call. We need to all join in, and we need to talk about the back-to-back that is on the way. I don't care who's starting Saturday night. I guess it's going to be John Lackey. Go, John Lackey. We made it.
Let's get some vocabulary words going here.
Okay.
My first one is resilient.
Yes.
This is a Cubs team that doesn't care that they're down 4-1. They don't care they just gave up 4 runs in the bottom of the second inning. They know they can come back, whether it's against the Giants, the Dodgers, the Indians. They come back.
Everything we were raised to believe as a Cub fan from the minute you came out of the womb to last year, or maybe you want to go back to 2015, has been corrected. It has been reversed. I don't build the statue for Theo Epstein right now. They go to the NLCS in 2015. They win the World Series last year to come back to win the division. And, and it was great, but they should have. To get through this series where they had to start on the road, where the Nationals had the two best pitchers in the series, to do it on the road in Game 5, to do it with Kyle Hendricks not doing anything, to do it with Jake Arrieta going 4 innings yesterday. This team, you got to give them all the credit in the world. They're something, man. Every single one of them.
Well, isn't it nice to be on the side of the team that is the one that's not affected by when things go wrong?
And that's like the other thing. Somehow they are like Teflon. Problems come, they just bounce right off them. It's incredible.
They have a group hug in the clubhouse and they come back out and they score runs.
They have a party afterwards. They have Groupons. It's unbelievable.
What happens to the teams that are playing the Cubs is what used to always happen to the Cubs.
Amen. The script has been flipped.
And it's great. I love it. You know, I love it that the good guy wins every once in a while. It is so spectacular to see everybody on this team contributing. And again, I know he went crazy with the pitching moves tonight, but Joe Maddon has created a culture where everybody comes to the park thinking that they're going to play, and everybody did play tonight, I think, except the backup catcher.
I guarantee you those guys are looking at him and like giving him the hug, get away from me.
Don't do this again.
Please stop.
We thought we were past this from Game 7 of last year.
There's no, like, John Lester probably wants to absolutely strangle the guy.
I wonder what the, you know, I'm a little associated with gambling. I wonder what the odds are now for Clayton Kershaw if he faces Quintana, who pitched tonight, or if he faces Lackey, who hasn't pitched in about 2 weeks.
They also got a huge break. Andy, you know the rules, the best of all of us. Okay, it was, Baez was at the plate, swing and a miss, strike three. Ball goes through the catcher's legs to the backstop, but Baez's bat, he hit the catcher, so it should have been ruled a dead ball. It wasn't ruled a dead ball. Yeah. Catcher picks it up, throws it into right field, Cubs get a run. That was a huge break.
It was a huge break. There is a rule that does state as soon as the bat makes contact with the helmet that it's a dead ball.
And it clearly did, and the Nationals were right, and the umps didn't overrule it, and the Cubs got a run there. By the way, they won by a single run, 9-8. Yeah. Not that there's a gazillion plays in the game, but they did get a break there.
All right, listen, some things to think about here, because we're coming up on the top of the hour here, and we'll continue our conversation after the midnight hour. The NLCS is in the Cubs' sights once again after a 3-2 series win over the Washington Nationals, a 9-8 win here tonight against Washington in D.C. Let's start thinking about some of the unsung heroes in this game, because there were quite a few. Obviously, you'd have to look at Wade Davis as being one of the biggest ones. But I want to talk about another guy that we were kind of, I wouldn't say dogging, but we were kind of on him a little bit in the last couple of shows ago.
It's Carl Edwards, because
Edwards. This is a guy that had a lot to do with the Cubs winning the World Series last year. As a matter of fact, I think he won the MVP award.
We're talking about Ben Zobrist was great. Ben Zobrist was phenomenal. Ben Zobrist gives you a quality at bat.
Again,
he came off the bench in the fifth. It was great.
The bunt last year that got things rolling.
And, you know, we're talking about all the bad things Madden did with pitching. Well, Joe Madden saved Ben Zobrist. He knew he was going to bring him off the bench at some point tonight, and he brought him in off the bench at the exact right moment.
312-981-7200. We would love for you to join the True Blue Party. We're going to be with you till 1 o'clock. Patty will jump on as well. I've got a list the size of Montana on my phone of everything good that happened tonight who I want to give credit to. I want to talk to you. We're going to hear from all the players, Madden, the whole thing. We'll bring it all for you. The Cubs are going to the National League Championship Series. L.A., you won 104 games, but by the way, we beat you last year, and we're going to do it again.
Yeah. And how about the irony, too? Everybody was talking about the World Series hangover. The Yankees beat the Indians in Cleveland last night to advance.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, no hangover in Chicago. No offense to Cleveland. That sucks, but you're done. And we're still going. 1948.
Yeah, they're done. And that just seems to
mean,
me...
I didn't mean to do that, Cleveland. I'm sorry. I love Cleveland. It's a great city.
It was very hospitable to you.
You and Joakim Noah. What is your problem?
Yeah.
How about, and throw Kyrie Irving in there. He's just torching his former city. Forget the Indians.
Forget the Indians. I'm just bringing that up because everybody talked about that when the Indians were winning 22 in a row during the regular season. But again, it doesn't matter.
These guys are just incredible. Emotions are welcome here. 312-981-7200. Yes, Harry.
I can't wait till we come back because
I love your shirt.
We all. Why? Thank you.
We're in a World Series shirt. It's so adorable. I'm so proud of these guys. This is Cub fans. We, by the way, for the record, you deserve this. You absolutely 1000% deserve this. You. One in World Series is not enough. Just keep it rolling. We deserve a decade, Harry.
We're going to take a quick timeout, come back with a whole bunch more. We'll get a news update as well. We'll hear from some of the participants out there at D.C. at Nationals Park. We'll do that all in just a moment. Cubs win. 9-8, the final. They're off to the NLCS. Third straight year. True Blue, Cubs Playoff Plus postgame continues in a moment.
Here it comes. He struck him out. And the Chicago Cubs, their quest to repeat begins in earnest in Los Angeles.
There it is, baby. On to LA. True Blue. Cubs playoff celebration. Going to the NLCS. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Harry Tynowitz. He's Andy Mazur. Chelsea's here. Joe Romano's producing. We're here till 1. Rob Martier might even stick around for a minute because he loves us so much. Esmeralda in traffic. This is whoever we have from the locker room will continue to bring you. Kevin Powell, of course, is out there. And, hey, we get to ride the ride for at least another 4, 5, 6, 7 games. And who knows? The Dodgers, I think, are, you know, everyone would say the best team in baseball. But they're not the Cubs, baby, and we beat them last year. And do we want to bring in Addison Russell?
Hey, Carm, let's dip into Addison Russell with our friends from WGN-TV.
All right.
The Nationals are a great ball club. You can't draw up a series that's better than this.
Is that how you describe it? It was fun out there tonight?
It was a lot of fun. The crowd here in Washington, they were energized. They were into every single pitch. And that's what we expect, you know. And that's kind of experience that we've got, you know, from winning the World Series last year. You know, I'm just happy to be a part of this club.
You guys must be also happy to have kind of popped the top off the offense a little bit tonight. No home runs, but 9 runs on the board.
Yeah, I mean, we do whatever we can to push runs across the board. Sometimes it might be someone different that's in the lineup that's doing things. But, you know, as far as, you know, the lineup that we have, I'd go into battle with these guys every single night.
All right, short flight to L.A. and a long series coming up against the Dodgers.
Yes, sir, that's
right.
Well,
there you have it, guys. Dan Rohn from WGN-TV with Addison Russell.
All right, so the Cubs win it 9-8. Thanks, Rob, up in the newsroom for helping us out with that audio there as well. And we'll continue to monitor the events there, the postgame celebration.
In the history of the Chicago Cubs, who has the lead for most RBIs in the postseason?
I know the answer to this question. Should I give it away already?
You can if you'd like.
Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo is tied at 18 with Addison Russell.
Okay. Good stuff.
The guy, he nearly hit a 2-run shot yesterday, yeah. Knocked down by the wind. He comes through with a huge double today off Max Scherzer, which gave the Cubs back the lead. They were down 4-3 at the time. It made it 5-4. Zober sliding in. Harry, I was so happy.
Carmi, let me interrupt you guys again. Sorry.
Yeah,
Cubs pitcher Jose Quintana now speaking to WGN.
So they have a lot of experience. And that's good. So, you know, I try to do my job, help my team more I can. And like I say, well, I don't have words to explain like that, but that happened to me for the first time in postseason. It's amazing, man.
You said you were nervous when you took the ball. You said you were nervous when you took the ball in game 3 for your first postseason start. What were the nerves like coming into game 5 tonight for you?
Well, when I take the ball in game 3, I was nervous when I threw the first pitches. Because I want to know how I come to the game. But after that, I was letting go, you know. But today was a little weird, a little different, because they come in like reliever. And in a big focus, just try one pitch at a time. But I need to sweat a little bit. It's hard to do.
Get some more showers.
All right, guys, Cubs pitcher Jose Quintana, and I know you guys talked about it earlier tonight, a very interesting situation for him tonight coming in as a reliever.
That was bizarre, but he wasn't great, but he got a couple outs that they needed, 2 of them, gave up 1 hit, threw 12 pitches. So I would think that we were trying to figure out the rotation for the Dodgers series.
All right, let me interrupt you real quick.
We'll do that in a second.
Theo is talking right now.
Theo.
Adverse circumstances with bases loaded, 1 ball count. Come right back the next day. It was a really tough assignment, but God, he's got broad shoulders, man, and he carried a huge burden for us tonight to get us across the line.
Big fan of replay now.
Yeah, what a Nate Holm replay. He went from winning the bunt tournament to maybe he's the MVP in the DS with that challenge. That was a hell of a call. We'll figure it out. Yeah, Q didn't throw that many pitches, so maybe that was kind of like a side. We'll see how he feels. Maybe he can go game 1. We'll figure it out on the plan before the heavy drinking starts.
What does 3 NLCS in a row mean for this franchise?
It means a lot. You know, just super proud of our players for having the character to show up and play their best baseball when it matters the most. It's easy to talk about sustained success, but it's harder for these guys to go out and do it. And 3 years in a row to the LCS is, that's hard to argue with, but we want more. We're not happy just getting there. We want to try to win the whole thing. So we got to regroup tomorrow after this one.
What's the biggest difference, Theo, between this group and 2015, just the belief and the knowledge that they know they can do it?
I think so, yeah. You nailed that one. I mean, in 15, when you're just getting there for the first time, you're just kind of going on adrenaline and the game is really fast in the postseason, but then you learn from that. You know, we had a big game in Pittsburgh, a great series against the Cardinals. That bolstered our confidence, and then we took a lot from the loss to the Mets. And by the time we got back there last year, I think we really belonged. And look at the things that happened in this series that didn't sink us. We were no hit until the 6th. We were no hit until the 7th, won both those games. Tonight we walked 8, 9 guys. What was it? I don't know. four straight leadoff walks. You know, real small strike zone. Couldn't get the big hit, and we still found a way to win. So it says a ton about our guys and their belief.
Theo, Jed was saying he almost had heart palpitations throughout the night.
Who was saying that?
Theo, Jed said he is having heart palpitations. What was it like for you watching? This is one of the weirdest games ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, really, really anxious watching it, but almost like bemused at some of the things that were happening in that game. It was kind of a surreal game. Just the strike zone was so tight, it was hard to execute a game plan and pitch. And then we got all those runs with only one clean hit to drive in runs. And then it was a matter of just holding on, like finding a way to get to 27 outs. It seemed impossible at times. The double play and the pickoff were huge and helped us get, and then Wade's stones, you know, just huge, getting us to the finish line.
Did you have to play much better to beat the Dodgers, or do you think?
This is Cubs president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein, talking.
A really clean game, per se, but
about
we
Wade
always
stones.
Hit eventually. And we got through a series where we didn't always get the big hit, so I think that bodes well that we'll... We're going to hit. I mean, we got too many talented hitters, so I think we'll raise our game. And, you know, this time of year, it's outcome. That's what it's all about, is finding a way to win. Our boys did. I don't know. I think we'll talk to Q. He's a candidate. I mean, that was just wasn't much more than a side today. We'll see if he's feeling good. He might be a candidate. But as I told these guys, we'll figure it out on the plane before we start drinking.
2 hours?
No. Just water.
Theo Epstein enjoying.
All right, so Theo Epstein in the Cubs clubhouse, the very, very happy and festive clubhouse, and we're going to get some more reaction from Washington D.C. as we continue here in a moment.
Game or a National League Division Series championship winner's laugh.
Is there anyone cooler than Theo?
Besides you?
I think Theo's got me by about
Springsteen.
Seven. Springsteen. Okay, well, you want to throw a Bruce in there, that's fine. But would Theo Epstein, let's just think about Theo for just 1 second. The dude was in his 20s when he took the Boston Red Sox, his hometown team, to a World Series for the first time in a gazillion years.
Started out as an intern.
Starts as an intern, worked his way up, leads the Red Sox, one of baseball's greatest franchises, gets the monkey off their back. And done with that, I'm going to come to Chicago and save the Cubs. It's unbelievable. The guy's incredible.
All right, much more coming up from Washington, D.C. here on True Blue Cubs Playoff Plus. And we have the postgame edition here as the Cubs win 9-8 over the Nationals and advance to their third consecutive National League Championship Series. All right, let's go back out to Washington, D.C., and John Lester meeting with members of the media.
Situations you're not used to. I love the fact that Hughes never pitched in a playoff game, and he comes in relief, and he shoves, and he does his deal. And I did that on the camera. You should
appreciate that.
So I love that. I love the aspect of it. And I love watching guys. That's really cool. Who's doing that? I hate you. Get my driver locked in. That's all you have to do. I love our guys. I love our guys.
Thank you, John.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Break down that 7-ounce save.
I'm sure I got more questions. What?
Break down that 7-ounce save for us from Wade Davis tonight.
I have no idea. I blacked out. I have no idea. I watched literally probably 3 outs of it. I have a problem in postseason games actually watching the game in the dugout. And I watched the last 3 outs in the dugout. And it was awesome. He did a great job the last 3 outs. The other four, I have no idea what happened.
Nerves? Can't stand it? Your nerves are fine.
I have a control problem where if I'm not actually out there, I don't really like watching the game. So I feel like if I separate myself, then I got a handle on it. Kind of like tonight. So, yeah.
7-out save. Were you thinking the rest of us, like, who's going to be next?
I knew Wade was in it. Wade was good. He's a bad... You know what I'm saying. He is. He's closed out. He's closed out of World Series games. So when you have that in your resume, I'm not worried about it. You know, like he's a bad SOB, and I am all for Wade. When they brought him in, I mean, there was no question in my mind that that was, hey, that's what we got to do. I mean, it's a do or die game, one run game. So you got to
got to live and die by your closer, and we did. We won, and we're moving on.
Did you think you'd seen it all until tonight? I mean, it's been a big game. Theo said that was one of the craziest games he's ever seen.
No, you never see it all. The playoffs, every game is something different. You know, it's something different. You know, we had Chapman in I would love a beer, Dan. I hate champagne. We had Chapman in game six last year up, what, five? So I don't feel like you ever see it all. I'm not drinking Heavy Wiser, bro.
Oh!
Oh, the notorious splash of champagne in the face. That feels really good, by the way.
Put it on document. There goes his tip. Yep.
All right, we got John Lester out there in
he doesn't like
Washington,
Heavy Wiser.
He does not like the Heavy Wiser, no.
I'm with him on that. It's a great choice by John. He deserves at least an IPA, something. I mean, come on. Let's just talk about John Lester for a second. The dude comes in Game 7 last year and was nails. He pitched, what was it, Game 3 in this series. He was excellent. He competed. He comes back. Is it three or four? It was three. He comes back in relief in... and never should have been taken out in the eighth inning yesterday, and he was great.
Gave up only one hit.
He's such an incredible competitor, and I loved the pickoff yesterday. Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday. Zimmerman.
Now it was 2 days ago because we're into Friday.
Yeah, two this year. Tommy Pham and Ryan Zimmerman.
What a great signing! I mean, that really was the start of it, right? That was them stamping, yeah. Hey, we're no longer rebuilding. We signed John Lester a 6-year deal. We are actually trying to win, and ever since he's been here, they've been winning.
Back with more in just a moment here on 720 WGN.
A bullet, fair ball down the line, and the Cubs have taken the lead off Max Scherzer. Straight three, but the ball gets away, and Baez is going to be safe at first, and a run is going to score. And he hit him, that'll force in a run.
West Coast.
That's right, baby, heading out to the West Coast.
The doctor said.
I think we all need to go. How about a train? Can
Didn't
we go?
You blow all your money going to the U.S. Open?
I will squirrel something away somewhere.
You could go to Chavez Ravine, man.
Let's just go to Union Station tonight, the three of us, Harry, Andy, Carm, get on the train and go cross country.
It's been a while since I've taken a train that far.
Andy Mazur, you know the West Coast. That's your town.
Yeah, I had footprints over there, yeah.
You were like 2 hours away from Chavez Ravine.
I was.
So can we beat the... what do we got? What do we got? We got more? What do we got here, Andy?
I think our friends over at Channel 9 are...
Jed Hoyer.
In the midst of capturing Jed Hoyer, Dan Rohn of WGN TV. Interviewing GM Jed Hoyer,
12-act play, but that was an amazing win. I mean, I think that we battled all night. Two really good teams. That series, I felt like if we played 100 games against those guys, it'd be 50-50. Now we're lucky to we have an odd number of games, and we're lucky we won three of them. But special win for us. I think that it took all the resiliency we've learned in the last 2 years over the postseason to win that game. And it's gonna be a long flight to LA. I'm excited to do it.
Yeah, hopefully somebody gets some sleep on that plane. Although I rather doubt that happens.
I don't think that's going to happen. But we'll sleep a lot tomorrow. And, when you leave the ballpark at 2:45 in the morning, it's a good thing when you're drenched in champagne. So we'll figure it out. But, great win. Little moments in that game. The pickoff at first just killed their momentum. Give our video guy, Nate Hom, a lot of credit for that, for seeing that on video.
Yeah.
The double play by Lind was huge. And then, Wade Davis really finding another gear in the ninth inning. He's facing the top of the order of a great team. And, he's able to strike out two of the guys. So a lot of guys dug deep tonight, and it was a great team win.
Not to mention that inning where you scored four off Scherzer with catcher's interference, drop third strike, pass ball, errors, anything you could possibly imagine happened in that inning.
You know, when the third batter, I think Wilson came up, he was a third batter of that inning, and Theo and I were talking about, we got to see some pitches here. He might pitch three or four innings if we don't see some pitches. And it was two outs and two strikes on Wilson. He got a little dribbler up the middle. Ben had a good at-bat and hit a blooper. And then kind of from there, all hell broke loose for them. And that was one of the weirdest innings I've ever seen in my life. And that inning really was the key to the win.
So seriously about the trip to L.A. now, you guys... you have to try and find a way to get some rest and try to rebound from all this. I mean, it's been a grueling series, not just tonight, but all the way through.
No question, no question. And we'll have to mix and match probably early in this series, but you got to advance. That's the bottom line. You have to advance, and you got to pull out all the stops. They did it tonight. They, you know, they used Scherzer in game four, Strasburg in game four. They used Scherzer tonight. They did the same thing we did. One of us was going to be tired and beat up going to L.A. I'm glad it's us.
All right, man. Have a great trip out there.
All right, Dan Rohn, Channel 9, interviewing Jed Hoyer. And, yeah, this was a series that was filled with moment after moment after moment. And as we discussed a little bit earlier on the show, guys, it's so nice to be on the side of a team that rebounds from all that stuff, puts it out of their minds, and puts the other team out of its misery.
With the exception of the Jordan years, that's never the Chicago team. It's always the Chicago team losing to a team like that. And I'm thrilled that they won. I'm so excited that they won. I'm excited for them, for us, for everybody that bleeds Cubby Blue. But I've got to say it, and if they had lost, it would sound like I was whining, but this NLDS should be a best of seven. To play 162 games and to play 3 out of 5 doesn't seem right to me.
I agree with you, but the season's so long, and it's the best of five is super exciting. What a series. 312-981-7200, by the way, if you'd like to join in and jump around with us here. That's great. I got my list of this. I wrote this in the sixth inning, and then I wanted to stop because I was worried I was jinxing them. But I in kind of in scattered calm order here, John Jay with the check swing, and he gets hit by a pitch that drives in a run. That was a moment. Tommy La Stella, what was that, catcher's interference? Yep. Somehow he got
right
on.
Right after their catcher, Matt Wieters, had complained that he had been interfered with.
Right, and you had Javi swing and miss, and the ball gets through the catcher's legs, goes to the backstop, throw down to first base, into right field, Cubs get a run. Jason Hayward, for all his patheticness at the plate, at least he was able to have a deep at bat, and he got a wild pitch on the 2-2 count.
And he made that catch and right.
And he made a nice catch and right, as he always does. That got him a run on the wild pitch.
He's our designated fielder.
He left a small army on the base paths.
He was brutal.
Really did.
Just brutal. Addison Russell, the double down the line, and the double. He had 4 RBIs tonight, mm-hmm. Eddie? Whatever it was huge. Kyle Hendricks was up in the zone early, but then settled down, got better. So he gets a little tip of the cap as well. Rizzo in the first inning with 2 strikes on him, and John Jay at third comes through to get him on the board. And Jay, by the way, leading off the game with a double was big.
Right, and let's not forget, Andy mentioned him earlier, but Ben Zobrist with the big pinch hit. You know, Madden knew he was going to bring him in, and he brought him in at the exact perfect time to bring him in. Just, I mean, it's a thrilling team because you never know who's going to contribute.
Yeah.
Everybody plays, and these guys don't care if they're down 10-1 or if they're up 10-1. They just play the same way. They just go out there and think, we're going to win.
And when he brought in Zobrist, he brought him in for Almora. Almora had a walk and a single, mm-hmm. and a nice catch
batting
in center
field. Fifth, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he held his own there. It was an impressive performance by him. Dunson got some outs. Strope got some outs. Javi's play at the plate in the first inning.
Oh, it's so
unbelievable.
Great.
That was a tremendous play to cut off Speedy Turner at the plate. There was just, I mean, really, total team effort. I mean, I didn't even get to Wade Davis or anything that was going on. Like, that was just in the sixth inning.
And the funny thing about that play is, mm-hmm. you know, you've seen all these low-scoring games, the first four games, so you bring the infield in thinking every run is going to matter, and every run did matter, but instead of it being 2-1, it was 9-8.
Just incredible. You know, what a win.
I'm noticing something, guys, that we're watching, obviously, a couple of television stations here just so we can continue to update you on things that are going on at the ballpark in D.C., but there's a very muted there's hardly anybody at Wrigley Field right now dancing in the streets, and you know what? That's a really good thing.
That'll change if we win the NLCS.
I'm just saying, it's a really good thing right now, because in the last couple of years, you know, you get to this point and you celebrate everything. You celebrate everything with all you got, because, you know, we're trained, obviously, to not expect these kind of things. And now I think it's not that it's become old hat, but it's like, hey, let's save it up for when it really matters.
Right. It's a different scene. It's
act
a different,
like you've been there, says Joe Romano, our great producer.
David Schoenfeld, ESPN senior writer, he writes, a heartbreaker for the Nationals, who once again lose in Game 5 of the Division Series. A heartbreaker for Dusty Baker, once again left wondering why the baseball gods can't cut him a break. And the Cubs, somehow, they survived.
How about the full circle destruction from John Jay on this Washington Nationals organization?
Oh, yeah, right. He was there when they were down.
He was a leadoff hitter when they lost their first one in 2012.
Yeah,
at home.
And it was 5 years ago tonight.
Was it 2000? It was 2012, because then the Giants ended up winning the World Series.
It was exactly
that year, right?
5 years yeah. ago tonight. The Nationals, three previous times.
Unbelievable.
Played Game 5 in their home stadium and found a way to lose. One time they were one strike away.
Yeah, it was Cardinals, Giants, Dodgers, and now Cubs. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, Dodgers
that,
last year.
Okay.
I feel for Dusty. I'm super excited the Cubs are moving on. But I'm a Dusty fan as a person for
yeah,
sure.
I agree. I think he's one of the better people you'll ever come across. Again, separating you know what you think of as a manager.
Right.
It's hard to root against the guy.
And I don't think Dusty did anything wrong tonight.
I don't think he did either.
The guy who was struggling tonight was mad.
Was the other guy.
Yeah.
That actually won.
Dusty is a very eclectic cat. I do think, though, if Boston can fire John Farrell, Washington might be making a move here
very
soon.
That was stupid. John Farrell's a good manager. Yeah. I wouldn't have done that. Hey, you want to take a couple calls here?
I'm waiting for that because I was just waiting for the go ahead.
312-981-72. Let's go with Rob. He's been waiting the longest out in Wrigleyville.
You're waiting.
What's up, Rob?
Rob, you there?
Robert, you still alive out there? Maybe not.
Are you really alive out there?
Okay, hang on one second. We'll get.
Very strange what's going on the phone lines right now. Joe Romano is making things happen.
I think we have Rob now. Rob, are you there?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Rob?
Thanks for holding on, man.
And this is Matt.
Matt. Okay, Matt. Try to tone down the excitement. What's going on in your world?
Sorry, I'm really tired, but I'm really happy. Carm, I know you were feeling ill earlier.
Yeah.
But I kid you not, I walked up to a policeman and I said, I would like to report an attempted murder. And he said, what happened? And I said, the Cubs are trying to kill me. I'm not kidding. Last year during the final game of the World Series, that game went on forever. And I wound up going all over the city. I'm an Uber driver, but I was picking my car up from dinner from a valet. And they had the game on in the valet booth. And I was on the ground screaming because I forgot the pitcher's name. But it was during that little streak of just terrible pitching near the end of the game.
You're talking about a man by the name of Aroldis Chapman. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm exhausted. But my mother tried to have me committed. The Cubs are one of the greatest baseball teams that I have ever seen.
Ever.
But they really do really, really, really try to just... unnerve everyone.
Matt, before you go, just say on WGN Radio right now, to all the Chicago Cubs, I would like to thank you for giving me the entertainment and the enjoyment that you've got done the last couple of years, and I am sincerely grateful.
How many pages? 12 pages? You're giving them
something. It's a lot to remember.
Put it in your own words,
Carm,
Matt.
Carm.
Yeah.
Carm, I'll do you one better.
There you go.
Chicago Cubs, I would like to thank you for the past 30 years of entertainment that you have given me. You were my very first baseball game. Sosa threw me my very first baseball when I was 3.
Was it corked?
It was not corked, but I did get offered about $5,000 at the time for that, and I really should have taken it, considering. But
yeah.
I love the Cubs. I will forever be a Cubs fan, and I'm going to bed. Good night.
Matt, if you're an Uber driver, the person that's going to kill you is going to be a cab driver.
Oh, man.
That was a great call. Go, Matt. It's true, man.
Way to go, Matt.
It is a challenge, and it's great. But if your heart's really in it, the games, they're hard to watch.
They're difficult to watch.
But there's a payoff now. There's finally a payoff. Growing up, in my 20s and my 30s, there was never a payoff. Now there's a payoff. Now we stand amongst the Giants.
312-981-7200. There's more than a payoff, Harry. You are living the dream, pal.
Oh, yeah, there's fireworks.
We got taxi driver Bob on with us now. And again, Bob, thanks for holding on. What's going on?
Watch the dump button, Andy.
Yeah, Matt's brain is corked. He's so exhausted because he's driving for people around for nothing. But I didn't want to talk about this. I have a distinct hatred towards rideshare companies and people that do it. But anyways, I didn't call for that. Did you guys hear the breaking news in the Washington, D.C. area?
Oh, no. Keep it clean.
Oh, I always keep it clean. Dusty Baker got rushed to a local Washington, D.C. hospital. He swallowed his toothpick, and they're going to have to surgically remove it from his throat. You didn't hear that?
No, taxi driver. I think Dusty, can we get Dusty involved here? Is that possible? Where's Dusty talking?
Comcast?
No, he's on TBS. Okay.
And I hope Trump doesn't call WGN and report you for fake news.
What was our fake news?
Well, that, you know, what I was just...
What you just said, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I know, Dusty, you know, I couldn't stand Dusty as a manager of the Cubs with his double switches and not knowing when to bring in pitchers and when to, you know, take them out. He drove me nuts when he was with the Cubs. And
taxi driver, stay safe, my friend. We got a quick timeout. We're going to get some more reaction from D.C. You're the man. Love you. Appreciate you. 312-981-7200. The Cubs beat the Nationals 9-8.
Look out, Dodgers. Look out, man. Your world is about to crumble.
We can discuss coming back here who we would start in game one, what we think they will do. We can take a little look at the 104-win, now 107-win Dodgers who swept the Diamondbacks, who weren't a bad baseball team themselves.
Eight more, guys.
Eight more. Eight. We are at eight. We are at Ocho. Who does not remember when George Gervin came to the Bulls late in his career and wore number eight, Harry?
Yeah, he had to. 44 was taken.
Dickie Simpkins.
Cute.
Throwing out a Dickie Simpkins on us.
We'll be back with more here in just a moment on 720 WGN.
In the dirt. Snap. Throw back. You have to watch. They might check on this, Joe Maddon and his team. He's safe, but then it comes up off the bag. There. Is the tag still on? If it is, he's out. And just the crowd here, you usually hear a reaction, just nerves.
And they rule him out.
New York got that one right.
I couldn't believe it.
Jose Lobatone picked off at first base. Great snap throw by Wilson Contreras and an excellent tag by Anthony Rizzo and a good catch by the Cubs video crew.
Any chance that baseball wanted the Cubs moving on?
Oh, you could.
He was
not
out.
Time for conspiracy.
He was
theories.
Out.
I still can't.
This is
tell.
Not the NBA. Okay,
you know, if you want a conspiracy theory from Washington D.C., you go down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Can you? That's fine. Can you tell me watching that where Rizzo still has the tag on?
Yeah,
him?
I could. I told you. Yeah. I told you when it happened live.
I want a still picture.
You know,
I still haven't seen it.
We definitely live in a world where you have to be, like, you know, definitive. It wasn't the call that was made on the field, but you know, Mazur saw it first.
Andy, I saw
Andy
it.
Saw it, and
I
he
told
said
you he was
that
out.
Happened.
All right, guys, let's discuss this real quick. We know the Cubs win the game tonight, 9-8 over the Nationals, advance to their third consecutive National League Championship Series, second consecutive meeting with the Dodgers. This time around, though, the Dodgers have the home field advantage, which shouldn't matter because the Cubs have proven they can win big games on the road. I think we saw that tonight, and I think we saw that November 2nd of 2016. With the fact that Quintana pitched today, Lester pitched yesterday, and you heard some hints of what might happen with the Cubs game one starter, Theo and Jed both kind of hinting at Jose Quintana because he didn't throw that many pitches here tonight. And there's also that wild card guy who was on the NLDS roster, and I kind of think he was only on there for one reason. That was to back up Jake Arrieta in case he couldn't throw the other day, and that's John Lackey.
The way I'm hearing it is, my guess is that they do start Q, and Lackey's there to back him up. I think that's kind of how it looks.
Okay.
I'd have no problem personally starting Lackey.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there a gazillion times before. It might be the last game that he ever throws. He's hinted at retirement. He might be terrible, but you know what? And this is the disadvantage the Cubs have right now with this series. Last year, the Cubs were able to set up the rotation. The Dodgers weren't. The Dodgers have been sitting at home. They got Clayton Kershaw waiting.
And he just brought up John Jay going full circle, beating the Nationals as a Cardinal, and then 5 years later to the night, coming back and helping the Cubs win. John Lackey was a rookie in 2003,
yes,
pitching in Los Angeles when they asked him to go out there for Game 7 to beat the Giants, and he did.
Yeah.
It's truth. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out, and of course, it'll play out over the next couple of days. And yeah, so we'll have more coverage.
Rondon needs to be on the roster. They could have used another pitcher tonight, and Rondon should be on the roster.
I think Rondon will absolutely be on the roster. I think that either Justin Wilson or more likely Leonis Martin won't. So, all right, great to be with you guys, by the way.
Great to be with all of you as well.
It's a lot of fun. True
Blue. Celebrating a Cubs win.
True Blue will be back Saturday night, late Saturday.
Correct.
Be listening for it.
Game one. We would like to extend a special thank you to Patty Vasquez for allowing us to invade her personal space here, her studio, and her airtime.
You are not at all. Are you kidding me? I love how exciting tonight was. This is Cubby baseball. Harry was all invested. Carm was biting his nails, trying not to vomit.
I put up with the Sean Boskey years. Scott
Dan
Bullitt.
Schulze, you know, Randy Martz.
Oh, Randy.
Chuck Rainey.
34, 30.
Yeah.
No, I'm more of
Jerry
a...
Jerry Mumphrey.
I'm more of a
oh,
Joey
I like
Davis
Jerry
gal.
Me too.
And Ryan Sandberg.
I hugged you first, Patty, when the Cubs advanced to the NLCS.
No, you broke your headphones first, and
yes,
then
you did.
Patty.
I've never seen that before, where it was just like the frame of the connecting part of the headphone just left. I've never. It's like out of a cartoon.
His brain. His brain exploded inside his head again.
To upper management, they're back all in one piece. I'm wearing them right now. They sound beautiful. Nothing bad happened.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
All
just
good.
You know, it's like, it was like taking off a helmet.
My kids think this happens all the time.
Yeah,
that the Cubs go to the playoffs and the Cubs win games even when they're down, and that they can lose 5-0 and look so bad on offense, and then they come back the next night and get 9 runs. They're like, you know, Dad, why are you getting so excited? They're going to win. They're the Cubs. Oh my God!
No, we're more of the long fly ball landing in a basket for a grand slam kind of folks. That's when we're like, no,
and a ball bouncing between the shortstops. Okay.
So many things. All right.
You
guys, it was great.
We digress.
Well, this means more. More of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. More baseball
in
October. Come on.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. All those are, that's 3, 4, and 5 at home in the NLCS.
So are we going to the games, Carm? Are you helping helping a sister out?
Let's get it done, Patty. We were going to go the other day, and then it got rained out, and it didn't end up happening. But that's we were saving it for the NLCS.
Just tell your brothers to give me the money they plan on spending on tickets, and I will take care of that for them.
I'll do exactly that.
Yeah. Tell them to wait in line for me. Because that worked out very well last time.
That's good. They'll hold your spot, then they'll get up to the front, and they won't buy the ticket because it's too expensive, then you can buy it.
That happened for me.
What?
I got
nice.
That ticket.
It
I got
was so bizarre.
It's so
Harry.
Funny. It was
my
the best.
Brothers waited in line, got to the front
for hours.
Was it the World Series or the NLCS?
It was Kershaw was on the mound. It was
so
when
it was
we lost 1-0.
The NLCS. They got up there like, we have field box in 132. It's $240. They're like, yeah, we just wanted to spend $200. That's too much. And they left.
For $30?
Right.
For the Cubs in the NLCS?
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly.
So well, now it happens all the time.
You're telling me you're the smartest Carmen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that, but maybe the most practical.
Harry, we're in trouble with this.
Oh, we got to get a poker game going, Andy.
We're going to have more True Blue coverage with these guys, Andy Mazur, Harry Tynowitz, and Mark Carmen, starting on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because we're going to do all those games. I mean, 7 games for the next round, right? So
that's
all happening.
Unless we win Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and sweep and just head off to the World Series.
Fair enough. I like the way you're thinking right there. Yes. Well, you guys have a great night. I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
I don't need my car. I'm going to fly home.
All right, then. Very good. I know. Just floating, because Harry's floating from the victory.